street battles rage in Gaza City ruins, as residents flee on foot. The New York Times, November 10, 2023, 5:11 p.m. Yet Israeli soldiers and armored vehicles have engaged Hamas fighters in days of running gun battles in Gaza City, fighting through rubble-filled streets and blasted out buildings for control of the Gaza Strip's largest urban center and the militants' main stronghold. As video trickled out showing striking images of urban combat that are reminiscent of the 20th century's most brutal battles, the White House said on Thursday that Israel had agreed to daily four-hour pauses in the fighting in parts of the northern Gaza Strip to allow civilians to flee and allow aid to reach them. Israel also agreed to open a second corridor for people to escape northern Gaza, a White House statement said, and to give 3 hours advance notice of each pause, going beyond the pauses it has already observed this week to allow civilians to move southward along a single corridor. After more than a month of aerial and ground combat, the Gaza Strip is embroiled in a split-screen war that pairs intense scenes of fighting with a dramatically deteriorating humanitarian crisis. In addition to the critical shortages of food, water and medicines already plaguing the territory, the lack of hygiene, sanitation and healthcare are putting Gaza's more than 2 million residents, most of whom have fled their homes and crowded into the southern part of the territory, at risk of the rapid spread of infectious diseases. Well over 10,000 people have been killed in Gaza, according to the Hamas-controlled government. President Biden has cautioned against accepting its figures, but a top administration official said on Wednesday that the numbers given so far could be an undercount. Testifying before the House Committee on Foreign Relations, Barbara Leaf, the Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, said that the Palestinian death toll, while difficult to assess accurately, was very high, frankly, and it could be that they're even higher than are being cited. Image: Palestinians fleeing Gaza City and other parts of northern Gaza along a highway on Thursday. Credit: Mahmoud Hams/Agence France-Presse. Getty Images: Western and Arab leaders have called repeatedly for longer respites in the fighting, an issue that has been entangled with the question of the release of the more than 240 hostages believed to be held by Hamas and other militants. On Thursday, William J. Burns, the CIA director, and David Barnea, the chief of Mossad, Israel's spy agency, met with Qatari officials in Doha for discussions on a deal to release some hostages held by Hamas in exchange for an extended pause in fighting. Israel has distinguished between brief, localized pauses in fighting and a longer ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office reiterated Thursday that there would be no ceasefire until our hostages are released. President Biden said earlier this week that he had asked Mr. Netanyahu for a lull in the fighting measured in days, not hours. "I've asked for a pause longer than 3 days," he told reporters on Thursday before a trip to Illinois, and hinted at some impatience with the Israeli leader. "It's taken a little longer than I hoped," he said. As for the fate of the hostages, he said, "We're still optimistic." Israeli ground forces moved into Gaza late last month after weeks of air strikes launched in retaliation for the October 7 attack led by Hamas that killed more than 1,400 people in Israel and seized the hostages. Armored columns and infantry have since advanced deep into the enclave, bisecting the strip and penetrating the heart of Gaza City. Image: Israeli forces dropping smoke bombs in Gaza City on Thursday. Credit: Mohammed Al-Masri/Reuters. In what Israel says is a campaign to destroy Hamas and its sprawling network of tunnels, the battles evoked the savagery of warfare like the American-led fight to retake Fallujah in Iraq in 2004. In a video released Wednesday by Hamas of what it claims is fighting with the Israeli military in Gaza City, young men can be seen firing rocket-propelled grenades and guns while scrambling for cover in piles of debris between ruined buildings. Hamas also released a compilation video on Tuesday showing its fighters targeting Israeli forces. One clip, which has been geolocated by the New York Times, shows Hamas fighters engaging in a gunfight in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. It is not clear exactly when the video was filmed, but satellite imagery taken on October 30 by Planet Labs, a commercial satellite company, showed dozens of Israeli tanks or armored vehicles in the area where the video was filmed. In a video posted Thursday by the Israeli military on the social media platform X, Israeli soldiers could be seen bulldozing and blowing up tunnel entrances. The video also showed the interior of a tunnel with concrete walls, And at one point the soldier points out a bank of car batteries connected to an electric current inverter that he says are used to help power air filtration systems. The Israeli military said that water and oxygen storage discovered inside the tunnels indicates Hamas's preparations for prolonged stays underground. It said 130 tunnel entrances had been destroyed since the beginning of the war. Israel was also striking targets in the enclave's south, according to officials in Gaza. The health ministry said on Thursday morning that 241 people had been killed throughout Gaza during the past hours, nearly half of them in the southern part of the territory. There were also continued fears that another front could open in the war, with the killing of at least 18 Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Thursday, most of them in Israeli military raids in the city of Jibnin. Image: burning tires in the occupied West Bank city of Jibnin on Thursday. Credit: Agence France-Presse. Getty Images. Over the past month, more than 150 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank, according to the United Nations, making it the deadliest period there in years. The Israeli military said many were killed in gun battles, violent clashes or attempted attacks on Israelis. Others were killed during Israeli settler attacks on Palestinians, UN officials said. Reports of the death toll both in the West Bank and Gaza have been accompanied by the United Nations's higher assessment of humanitarian conditions in the occupied territories, particularly Gaza. The fighting has sent tens of thousands of desperate men, women and children, some waving white flags, streaming south this week in search of a safe haven, following the hundreds of thousands who fled northern Gaza in October. The United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office said the numbers had soared, from about 5,000 people on Monday, to 15,000 on Tuesday, to 50,000 on Wednesday. They pack whatever they can carry and set off down Salah Alden Road, the Gaza Strip's main north-south route, after Israel announces pauses in fighting along the road. Some of those fleeing said they had begged Israeli soldiers to allow them to take their vehicles but were told they had to walk. Non-stop bombing all the time. Today many left because of the bombing. There are many tanks on the roads, said Mansour Chetaitez, who spent hours on Wednesday walking from Beit Hanoun in the strip's far north. There are bodies, decomposed bodies dumped in the middle of the road, he said in an interview. People stepped over the bodies and kept walking. Image: Palestinians crowded together as they wait for food distribution in Rafah southern Gaza Strip, on Wednesday. Credit: Hadam Darley / Associated Press. Diarrhea, chickenpox, scabies and upper respiratory infections are rampant in a very concerning emergence of disease, the World Health Organization said on Wednesday, adding that younger children and immunocompromised people were at particular risk. Since mid-October, more than 33,500 cases of diarrhea have been reported, more than half of them among children younger than 5, the group said. Before the war, there were on average 2,000 monthly cases of diarrhea among children of that age, according to the organization. In recent weeks, nearly 9,000 cases of scabies and lice, more than 12,600 cases of skin rash and nearly 55,000 cases of upper respiratory infections have proliferated in the densely packed territory, where hundreds of thousands of displaced people have crammed into United Nations-run shelters, the WHO said. Aid agencies estimate that 1.5 million people have been displaced from their homes in Gaza. How many will have homes to return to is unclear. The United Nations estimates that almost half the housing in the territory has been damaged or destroyed. With fuel and medicine running dry, Gaza's healthcare system is collapsing. Doctors are being forced to stretch paltry resources to treat the sick and injured and make impossible choices on who lives and who dies. The UN Office on Humanitarian Affairs said that by Thursday, all of the Gaza Strip's 120 municipal water wells were expected to shut down as fuel depleted. Water entering through the border with Egypt on aid convoys is only 4% of what is needed, the office said in its daily update. Shelters run by UNRWA, the UN agency that aids Palestinian refugees, are so overcrowded that an average of 160 people are sharing the toilet and there is one shower for every 700 people, according to the United Nations. Image: a Palestinian man carrying his belongings while fleeing the Nasir neighborhood following an airstrike on Gaza City, on Wednesday. Credit: Abed Khaled / Associated Press. Reporting was contributed by Sakmar Baby Uilouth, Arigita Lajka, Peter Baker, Julian E. Barnes, Edward Wong, Wade Saw, Victoria Kim, Michael Crowley and Aaron Boxerman. Matthew Rosenberg was part of a team that won the Pulitzer Prize in 2018 for reporting on Donald Trump, and more recently exposed how Cambridge Analytica harvested private information from Facebook. He previously spent 15 years as a foreign correspondent in Asia, Africa and the Middle East, and was expelled from Afghanistan in 2014 because of his reporting. More about Matthew Rosenberg. Thomas Fuller, a Page One correspondent for The Times, writes and rewrites stories for the Front Page. More about Thomas Fuller. A version of this article appears in print on A, Section A, Page One of the New York edition with the headline, Israel and Hamas clash over a city reduced to ruins. Order reprints. Vertical Line. Today's paper. Vertical Line. Subscribe. Share. Full article.